Welcome back as we make our way through a very busy day here on the program. Good to have you on. As you know, a lot going on with the pandemic, so a lot of things get, you know, lost in the shuffle, if you will. But very important things going on. One of those continues to be the replacement for Line 5, the tunnel proposed and being advanced by Enbridge. Some very big developments, including a Public Service Commission hearing on the project, the tunnel project that will replace Line 5. Joining me, Ryan Duffy with Enbridge. Ryan, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Obviously, with everything else going on, we lose track of some important things. I consider this replacement tunnel for Michigan's energy supply to be extremely important. What's going on? What's the latest?
Sure. So we continue to work with state and federal regulators, engineers, tunnel experts on making progress toward the start of construction on the tunnel. And you're right. This week, in fact, the Michigan Public Service Commission is going to continue its work on its approval process for the tunnel. The MPSC is looking at our plan to move that section of pipeline that's there in the Straits now over into the tunnel, and they make sure our plans meet all the agency's requirements on that. So that's another key step, and it shows things are moving forward. We've already invested $100 million in the pre-construction work, the engineering, the permitting. We have our permit from Eagle. Now we continue to work with the Army Corps and the PSC to secure those approvals. And we know a lot of people support the project, nearly 70% of Michiganders. So overall, yeah, making good progress, and we welcome this next step here, getting going at the end of this week with the MPSC.
Yeah, let me ask you this. The entire project had an original price tag of $500 million. Of course, you've had disputes with the current administration of Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel. You just had $100 million in already. My guess is, Ryan, that through no fault of your own, the project is probably going to exceed the original $500 million estimate. Am I right or wrong?
Well, that remains our estimate, the $500 million. And really, these permits and approvals really drive the timeline, you know, on moving forward with the tunnel. So that's our focus on doing all we can with those, working with those agencies, and trying to secure those permits and approval.
Well, and that's an important part. So, all right, so from where we are today, where are you with the state? Where are you with all of those issues that still are being addressed and being discussed and being litigated, I suppose? Where are you with that? And then take us from that to where are you on the timeline of where we're going in the process?
Yeah, well, as you've probably seen in the headlines, you know, there was some movement with the legal cases involved here, and there are still now two cases in federal court, and those are moving along. You know, that process is likely to take some time, and it is unfortunate. That's something we hoped to avoid, those lengthy, expensive, you know, legal processes there. So we tried to avoid that when we went to the legislature and they approved the construction of the tunnel back in 2018. But this is where we are here. The cases, both those cases reside in federal court. We think that's appropriate because this really is a multi-interstate, international issue and energy system serving Michigan, but also the other Great Lakes states and into Canada. So,
sure.
That process is likely to take some time, but, you know, our legal team's focused on that so that we can focus on the tunnel project and keeping that moving.
Right. I mean, and all these things happen simultaneously, as I understand. But you're exactly right about what you talk about. The tunnel, Line 5, is not just something for Michigan. And opponents would say, well, it's just a pipeline that helps Canada and Enbridge. But that's not true at all. It moves energy for this entire Great Lakes region, whether it's jet fuel to get the planes up and out of Detroit Metro, or propane to heat the homes when it's zero with a wind chill of minus 25 like it was yesterday. I mean, this is a regional part of infrastructure that is key to the Great Lakes altogether, isn't it?
It really is. And right now in particular, in these winter months, you can really see it highlighted, you know, Line 5's role in supplying energy and especially its role in heating homes. So this is peak demand season for propane, and Line 5 is doing its thing and supplying those natural gas liquids used for more than half of the propane used in Michigan. And Michigan does use more propane than any other state. And the Upper Peninsula receives a lot of the focus with that, and a lot of people there do use propane for heat. But both the UP and the Lower Peninsula rely on Line 5 as their main source of propane, and the Lower Peninsula uses 10 times more, actually. So it's needed throughout the state, and it really comes into focus this time of year. Any disruption to Line 5 would have devastating consequences for Michigan, but then the surrounding Great Lakes states into Canada, those three provinces.
Let me ask you this, Ryan. It occurs to me when you're talking about it being winter and the challenges, obviously, of what happens. What happens when the construction of the tunnel is underway? You have this giant, one-of-a-kind boring machine that will be built for this project only, and it will bore this incredible tunnel under the straits. I mean, it's an engineering marvel. But does that continue regardless of season, winter, summer, fall? Does it make any difference?
Yeah, as far as I know, they continue working right on through. So, yeah, it will be an interesting process. And, you know, we have some of the best companies in the world working on it that do that kind of thing and have built similar tunnels, you know, in different parts of the world. So, you know, it's not new technology. People use tunnels all the time. A lot of people use them, you know, to drive to work every day. But it will be unique for northern Michigan, and it's going to be an interesting project.
Well, it certainly is. It's been an interesting project already. All right, just wrap things up for us. Where are we headed from here, and what do you see next on the horizon for replacing Line 5 and the future of energy by way of Enbridge here in Michigan?
Well, Steve, the Great Lakes Tunnel, the project, it benefits all Michiganders and the entire Great Lakes region, and we're really eager to start constructing it. We're modernizing infrastructure. We're building toward the region's future. And this permitting process we're getting into here this week, it's a key part of it. So we're looking forward to that. It's our responsibility to continue to supply this energy, and we're going to continue to do that. And until the tunnel is built, we're going to make sure we're keeping Line 5 safe.
And there you go, Ryan Duffy with Enbridge. We'll keep an eye on that big PSC hearing, the Michigan Public Service Commission hearing, and all the developments on the tunnel project with Enbridge. Ryan, greatly appreciate you being here, and thank you for the update.
All right, anytime. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Ryan Duffy, everybody. It goes forward. And again, you look at what's on the thermometer. Now is not a time to play with the propane supply, my estimation. No time to play with the propane supply right now. That's for sure. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. And you can always check out wolverinewatersystems.com for the best Michigan water from Michigan employees. All right? Great time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.